You know, if you listen to the big three on Capitol Hill, you might think that the auto industry in the United States is headed for extinction, is shrinking in this economy, and is about to go away. Drew Ferguson, mayor of West Point, Georgia, that's not the view from your window, though, is it?
Absolutely not. Good morning.
Good morning. There's a Kia plant actually going up just down the road from you.
That is correct. Hyundai Kia Corporation and Kia Motors Manufacturing Georgia is building the largest OEM plant in North America in the city limits of West Point, Georgia.
Now what's an OEM, Drew? You got to help me out with that.
That is a original equipment manufacturer, and this is an assembly plant, and they are going to build the Kia Sorento, which is a midsize SUV, at that facility.
Now, the factory is going to employ how many people?
The factory itself will initially employ about 2,500 production workers.
And for a city your size, that's huge, right?
That is huge, especially when you take into account that we actually have probably about 5,000 manufacturing jobs coming to West Point when you include the suppliers that are located within our city.
Yeah, describe the fact that, you know, there's kind of an auto renaissance going on in your little region there of, you know, sort of Georgia, Alabama. How many plants are we talking here?
With the suppliers, we are probably up to about 8 or 9 plants. But you also have down in Montgomery, Alabama, Hyundai plant in Tuscaloosa. There's a Mercedes plant. There is a BMW plant in South Carolina. Of course, the Nissan plant in Tennessee. So the old southern textile industry is transforming itself into an automotive region.
That's interesting. Well, Drew, can you get your Dodge truck serviced down there in West Point?
Absolutely, you sure can.
But you're not driving a Dodge, though, right?
Right now, I am driving a Kia Sorento, and that will be the car that that's produced here at our facility.
Now, what is it about Kia Hyundai that's making it possible for them to expand when the American automakers are having such difficulty?
I believe that Kia is committed to building the highest quality cars in the world. And in this organization, if you spend some time around them, they are committed to a long-term business plan that utilizes great technology, great engineering. And they are, like I said, I believe that they are committed to being the best manufacturer in the world.
And they see
this market as somewhere that they would like to be.
But there's no union down there in West Point, Georgia, right?
That is correct.
And what does that do to reduce costs for Kia, which is already selling cars for a pretty low price to begin with?
You know, I would have to defer that question. I'm not sure what exactly that does to their cost structure. I know that they looked at our workforce, and they looked at a region that, again, for the better part of a century was in the textile business, and they saw a workforce that was very dedicated and very good at what they did. And I feel like that's going to translate well into the automotive industry. And we've been in a 2-decade decline of the textile industry, and so now we have this wonderful opportunity to reinvent ourselves.
Now, Mayor Ferguson, I read a couple of articles that suggested that there isn't a lot of sympathy down in your neck of the woods for the Detroit automakers, and that some people in your neck of the woods actually oppose the bailout because it'll make it harder for you to compete with Detroit.
The general sense of the public here is that they do not support the bailout, not just of the auto industry, but of just about anything. Again, this region saw a textile manufacturing base go overseas for about 2 decades, and we certainly didn't receive any federal help for
right,
that.
Right, right, right. No, that's a good. You make a good point, Mayor Ferguson. Before we go, you know, what's your favorite fast food?
Well, actually, I try not to eat a whole lot of it now.
You're going to have to learn a little bit about dumplings, aren't you?
Well, we have certainly seen an Asian influence in our community, and it's wonderful. It's really a neat time for us down here.
All right, and your kids actually eat the hot sauce?
Actually, my oldest son and I went to eat sushi the other day, and surprisingly, he really enjoyed it.
All right, Drew Ferguson, mayor of West Point, Georgia, thanks for joining us, where a Kia plant is going to be opening soon. Thanks.
Thank you.